Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, August 2nd, 2026. Can't believe we're already into the month of August. It's a great month. It's the last month of summer. You know, growing up, we didn't go back to school till after Labor Day. And so August 1st, you were always like, wow, man, we got a whole month left. And almost getting a little bored at that time, but not really. I could go back to being bored of just swimming all the time and growing up being a kid and not having to worry about bills. But that's a whole nother topic we could do another day. But anyway, August 2nd, can't believe we're already this far into the year. You don't look now, but y'all, you better start doing some Christmas shopping. I'm only kidding. Some of you, I'm not. Some of you have already done that, but just amazing, amazing. But what are you doing? Where are you? As we do a little checkup here, a little over halfway through the year on August 2nd, how's your year going? Your goals, your New Year's resolutions, did you stick to them? It's not too late. Keep on keeping on. I stuck to most of mine. Failed off a little bit, you know, because I just like to eat too much. But other than that, man, just a great opportunity to sit back, relax, and think about life and where you are and how the year has been for you. And we're going to talk about some of that this morning. You know, I've been thinking about this thought this week. You know, it's not what we know or what we talk about. It's who we know and who we talk about. And, you know, if I got all the knowledge in my head about all these different things, but if I don't know the right who, it doesn't do me a bit of good. And it's like that in business, but more importantly, it's like that in our relationship with the Lord. If you don't know Him, if you don't know the who of Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you're missing out. And if you do know Him, you know what I'm talking about. And you know the what part of it? Hey, we can all know the what. We can all study up and learn that part of it. But that relationship, that who, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says this, and this is Jesus speaking. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Powerful words from Jesus Christ, the charge He was giving to the disciples, telling them, go tell people, go tell them the good news, go encourage them, go let them know whatever they're going through, it's going to be all right. Y'all, that same message Jesus gave to the disciples in person later came in the form of the Holy Spirit, or as we talked about last week, the Advocate. But man, that Advocate, that Holy Spirit, that's the same Holy Spirit, that same Advocate that we've got to in our lives. It's the same one we've got access to. And it's what changes me when I'm doing right, when I'm acting right, and I'm in a servant-minded heart and, you know, telling people about Jesus, man, that's the Holy Spirit in me, changing me from the inside out. And Jesus tells us right there, lo, I am with you always. We're going to talk about that, what that actually means, and step aside for just a second. We'll be right back on Mix Sunday Morning. Rocking and rolling through another Sunday morning. Hope you're doing well. So blessed to be here with you guys each and every week. Just trying to be an encouragement. Just trying to lift you up. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. Keep on smiling. We're going to power through. I know you can. Sometimes you don't feel like it. A lot of times I don't feel like it. But, you know, it seems like at just the right time. Isn't it funny how the Lord uses people or songs or books you read or whatever it may be, just to encourage you and let you know it is going to be all right. But that's what we try to do each and every week. But talking this morning about Matthew 28 and Jesus' commandment to the disciples, talking about, hey, go tell people about me. Go tell people about what it's all about. It's about serving others. And not just your friends and not just your family, but all the nations. You know, I saw that word therefore, where it says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Shout out to Mike Dawson, pastor up in Tennessee. Man, still doing it, still holding revival, still doing guest preaching, interim preaching at his age. And he and his wife, Jolene, just had such a huge impact on that Columbia, Tennessee area for so long and still are. But Mike, when we went to church where Mike was the preacher, he would always say that. If there's a therefore in the scripture, it's there for a reason. So take note, put a little asterisk on it. So Mike, shout out to you if you're listening out there, but thank you for that nugget some 20 plus years ago. And man, I think about you and the family every time I read that, but it's there for a reason. God, Jesus said that. for a reason, right? He put it in there. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Get out of your comfort zone, right? That's what it tells me, is just like, I can sit here and talk to the people that I know and the people I'm comfortable around, my friends, my family. Although, interestingly enough, sometimes it's harder to talk to those closest to you about religious things than it is total strangers. It's funny how that works. But one word struck me in this whole passage, and it was the word lo, L-O. And it's very at the very end, and it says, and Jesus is talking, telling us to teach and observe all the things he's commanded, and lo, I'm with you. And, you know, me being me, I just had to look it up, and I pulled out my phone on the Merriam-Webster app that I so typically do, and I've shared that on the show, but I was just like, man, I wish I had an old-school dictionary, you know, like the big book you have to flip, and it's got dust all over because you only use it once a year. But I said, man, do I have one? I was looking around, couldn't find it. Then it dawned on me that I did. I had a dictionary that I got from my grandparents. When my grandmother passed away, it was one of the last things left in her house, and it was a 1948 Webster's Dictionary. And y'all, this thing is nearly like, it's like 10 inches tall. It's huge. I mean, it's hardback. The thing is, what would that be? You know, nearly 70 years old. And it was really cool. And I said, man, I'm gonna go open that thing up. And y'all, it was like something out of a movie. The edges were like brown and like worn and dated. You could see that weathering or that just time lapse on those pages. And it was so cool. But this was an atlas and a dictionary. And y'all, I'm here to tell you, they used to make dictionaries totally different, back in 1948 than they do now. Number one, it was in print, but it was just, there was so much information, not only an atlas, it had every map of every state. It had maps of the world, of the continents. It had medical jargon that you need to know about. It had foreign language in the back. I mean, there was just all the U.S. Constitution was printed in the back. I mean, they went to great lengths to put this dictionary together. And I know I'm going a long way, but there is a point. But I looked up the word lo, and it said to look, see, or behold. And then another definition was used to excite particular attention to. So it's basically like, hey, this is very important. You need to see this. Look, see this. Behold, I'm going to excite particular attention about this. Jesus is saying, lo, like you need to know this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And if you've never heard that, if you don't know that, Jesus is with us. The Trinity is with us. God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is with us through the Holy Spirit, or that advocate, as we talked about last week. And I just thought that was so encouraging, the word lo and just what it actually means. You know, sometimes we read things, I read things, and I'll think I know what it means. But every now and then, if you don't, just stop and humble yourself and go look it up and make sure you do know what that means. And you'll probably learn something, and you might open it up to a whole other conversation, as we're going to talk about here in just a few, because I'm going to tell you a little bit more about 1948 and what was happening back in that day when we come back here on the other side. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday Morning. So back in 1948, what was going on? This dictionary I'm telling you about, y'all, I think I found, I know this is so nerdy, and it probably, you're rolling your eyes, I can almost hear it. But like, this was really cool because there's a lot of information in this thing, and I may have just found like a lot of really cool material that I can share with you guys, because there's like facts like about world history and science and all these different things. And so I was flipping through this 1948 Noah Webster dictionary, which, by the way, has Noah Webster's like portrait inside of this huge hardback leather bound dictionary, and it's an atlas, so it's pretty cool. But anyway, it's 1948, and I'm flipping through it, and it had a section there in the beginning and said, here are the words that we're going to be adding to the dictionary, or we have added to the dictionary in 1948. And y'all, it doesn't sound like a long time ago. I mean, younger generations, you know, probably does. But to me, I mean, I was born in 1974. So it's one of those things where you just go, man, it doesn't sound like that long ago, but it really was. But looking through this 1948 dictionary, the words that had come out that year, I want you to hear this. Again, put yourself back in that time, 1948, but the new words of the day, three of the new words coming into that year. The first one I wrote down was foxhole, a shallow scooped out hole in the earth used as a soldier's shelter from enemy fire. And my first thought was, you're dang right, foxhole was going on. These guys were coming, my grandfathers were coming out of the war. They absolutely knew what a foxhole was. So I just thought, man, that's not that far removed. from our my grandfathers, maybe your great grandfathers or parents, whoever's listening to this. It's all different ages, but you knew somebody that fought in World War II, and the word foxhole came out of that. It became an official word in the English language, according to Noah Webster. The next one, penicillin, it says a drug obtained from molds having a powerful action against certain bacteria. I mean, I don't think they'd write that definition that way today. It'd probably be a little more politically correct. But it also is, after the comma, it said developed in 1943. Y'all, when you go back in time and put yourself in context, that was only 5 years before this dictionary was published. Only 5 years when penicillin came out. Now, like, man, you get, you know, an infection or you get sick, it's pretty easy to get penicillin. Back then, something would have killed you because they didn't have penicillin until 1943. So there you go. Put it in the English dictionary in 1948. And lastly, now these aren't all the words. These are just three that stood out to me. This one was kind of fun. Last definition I'm going to share with you from 1948. Going into the dictionary, zoot suit, Z-O-O-T, suit, S-U-I-T. I thought this was just comical, so I put it in here. A kind of suit worn by young men addicted to jitterbug dancing with pleated trousers, narrow at the cuff, and an exaggeratedly long coat. Y'all, if that didn't tell you about 1948, I don't know what does. But a zoot suit, have you ever had one? I've never even heard of such a thing. But man, I don't really know anybody that was addicted to jitterbug. But man, I wish my grandparents were around to ask that question. If you know somebody, ask them if they know what a zoot suit is, if they're from that generation. Anyway, just random. You never know. I'm sitting here trying to break down God's word in Matthew 28 and what does low mean. And man, I look in this old dictionary and man, I found three words that I thought I just had to share and communicate. And, you know, may not really tie into what we were talking about in the first segment, but there you go. Man, you learned something new and maybe you smiled when you tried to say the word zoot suit. I don't know. We're going to be back here in just a second. Take a break. Grab a cup of coffee. We're going to be back on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. You know, I find it so interesting that today, each and every day, it gets more and more important to communicate. We're losing that as a society, as a world, as a whole. I just believe we're losing that ability to communicate, let me say it, person to person, face to face. And, you know, I know we're kind of laughing about the dictionary atlas book I found, but that was a really cool moment because, number one, it was something for my grandparents, and it was just like I kind of felt a hug from them and just a smile from them and like a, hey, you're good. You know, we've been gone for a while, but here's something to remember us by. So great memories of my grandparents as I was reading through that and looking at some definitions and learning some fun facts about different things. It was pretty cool. But you go, why? How does that tie to anything you were talking about earlier? And, you know, my thing is, it's a way to learn to communicate effectively. You know, when you use, you know, a word and you know what it means, you sound intelligent and you're able to carry a conversation and people are going to be drawn to you and want to know, and you're going to learn something. So, you know, going back to the scripture we talked about, Matthew 28, it's about, you know, teaching people and about more about Jesus and the things, you know, observe the things that he commanded the disciples to do. And that's what he wants us teaching, but it's coming alongside people and it's teaching them those truths and encouraging one another. And look, I don't have all the answers, and I'm not trying to say that I do, but you just got to find ways to meet people where they are, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And so when you look like a word like low, and then all of a sudden you learn all these different things that you might or might not have known, but man, it just, you slow down and you stumble on something, go, man, I just want to share that. That's kind of cool because it's just another way I've connected. And maybe somebody out there heard those definitions in the last segment and go, hey, that was funny or that was cool. I learned something, but it's a connection. Right. And once you connect with somebody, that's when you can really start getting to know them and you can really start making an impact in the lives of others. If I'm just here and I'm preaching at you and you're telling me a bunch of useless knowledge that you don't need to know, you're probably not going to listen. You probably don't even know who I am and you're probably not even listening now. So it doesn't matter. But you know what I mean? If it's genuine, and it goes back to that, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's relationships. It's relationships. It's relationships. So, you know, if you struggle in that area and you're not a people person and you don't know how to do that, just get out of your comfort zone and just be you. And if it's goofy, it's goofy. And if it's not, it's not. But don't care what anybody thinks. Just be you and try to connect. And, you know, some people aren't good people. not always easy to connect. It's something that I can. I don't know. It's a blessing I certainly take it as that, that it's just a way that I have about being able to walk up to strangers and start conversations. And I have also, like Janet, my wife, she would not do that. And she's sometimes mortified that I start conversations with people like I do, but it's just the way we're wired. So again, if it's not your thing, don't torment yourself over it, but try it a little bit, you know, just try to reach out and see if you can encourage somebody and just share what God's done in your life, because you never know. You are encouraging people each and every day, and it's either for the kingdom and it's not. So as I used to say when I taught school, be a kingdom builder and not a kingdom tear downer. I'm Shaw Gage, just a Sunday morning. You know, I just find this Matthew 28:19-20 this week just to be so encouraging, because it's, you know, number one, it's just the last instructions from Jesus to not only disciples, but also to us that, hey, go tell everybody. Go tell them all. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. It's all one. God the Creator, Jesus the Son, who gave his life on the cross for each and every one of us, and the Holy Spirit, who dwells here amongst us today and invades our hearts and helps change us from the inside out. And he says, you know, just tell everybody about that and let them know that we got them covered. And teach them what I taught you. Observe the things I did. Observe the things that, you know, I said and I taught. And, you know, if you do that, you're going to be blessed. And then the most comforting part of that is he says, and lo, like, check it out, asterisk, double asterisk, triple asterisk. Look, see this. Check it out. You got to know. And he's probably almost animated, like yelling, like if he was jumping up and down, like, you got to hear this part. All that's good. But now I'm with you always, even to the end of the ages. Y'all, what an encouragement that was to me this week. And if you're down or you're not sure, man, let it be an encouragement to you, because, like, he's with us always. He's never going to let you go. Never, 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 never going to let you go. He's always got you. You may not feel it all the time, but it's not designed like that. That's where faith comes in. That's where trust comes in. But he promises right there in Matthew 28:20, he says, I'm with you always. And that's the most important thing. He's highlighting low. Hello. Can't get over that enough. But I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Not just for a little while. Not just while you lost your job. Not just while you're sick. Not just why you got the blues, or not why you're being blessed, or not just temporarily, not during spring break. No, always, to the end of the age. That's forever. Like, man, how comforting is that? So know that. He's got you. And if you're ever scared, I haven't shared this in a while, but I usually always talk about this. But I remember being a young man, 4 or 5 years old, going to vacation Bible school at Briarwood up in Birmingham, Alabama. And my mom getting out of the back of that old brown station wagon. And it was pouring down rain. I was scared to death. But you know what? Back then, parents made us tough. They made us go in the rain, probably barefoot and hungry, but I had to cross that street in the pouring down rain. And some old ladies are pushing me up into the building to go learn about Jesus. And I'm so thankful, it sounds like, that I did. But as I was getting out of the car, my mom said, don't be scared. Don't be afraid. She said, as long as you got 5 fingers on your hand, remember this, count them out with me, starting with your thumb, going all the way around to your pinky on your right hand. But God is always with me. Y'all, I'm 52. That's nearly 50 years ago that my mother shared that with me. And that's one of the things, the earliest memories I have. And I call on it still at my age today. And there's days I'm riding down the road or laying in bed or thinking about something or praying over something. I'm just going, God is always with me. And y'all, that verse right there backs it up. Matthew 28:20. Lo, check it out. I'm telling you this. This is for real. I can't emphasize it enough. Jesus is with you. Not only now, but always, even to the end of the age. What greater comfort can we take in that? You know, we talked about Paul a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, and how Paul said the most important thing, as he's talking to the Corinthians, the most important thing I can tell you is it's all about Jesus. That's the most important thing. And when you follow that direction, you go hearing what Jesus is saying. He said, look, I'm with you always, and I will be forever. Man, if you don't know him, get to know him today, because you know what? There's no greater confidence in the world. I screw up every day. I mess up every day. I sin every day. But y'all, God's grace is so much bigger, and the grace of Jesus Christ that he gave us as the ultimate sin sacrifice. Man, I don't deserve it, but thank you, God. And thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Advocate. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for invading my heart. God bless you here on Sunday morning. You know, Shaw, why is it so important? Why do you come on each and every week just to share this and to share that and to tell this story or this scripture or whatever? You know, y'all, God just gave me an opportunity. He gave me a heart of encouragement. I don't know why I'm wired that way, but I'm thankful that I am, and I'm thankful for the avenue that I have to be able to come on here each and every week and just share what God's working on me on or convicting me of or whatever it may be. And you know, just thinking about it this week, I was talking earlier about, you know, with somebody about the heat and just, man, how hot it's been in central Alabama over the last, well, I mean, several weeks. But, man, y'all, this past week was brutal. And if you work outside, I feel you. I hear you. It was absolutely one of the worst ones we've had in a while. Definitely all year. I mean, 4 days straight of just heat index above 105. And look, it was interesting. It's kind of comical now, not really, but looking back throughout the week, by Wednesday, I was just looking at people and giving them that glare like, and you'd almost smile because you know everybody's in the same boat. We're all overworked. We're all tired. We're all probably hungry. We're all hot. And it's just everybody's a little bit on edge. And it happens every year, and it's okay. It just, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. But, you know, I was with a customer the other day, new customer. And so I'm standing there, I'm talking as long as the customer wants to talk, cause that's what you have to do. And we're standing out in his shop up in Birmingham, and man, it's just hot. There's fans in the shop, but we're not near any of them. Don't have anything to drink with me. And we start talking, and I get in this really deep conversation about what we do and how we operate and our goods and services and what their needs are. And, you know, going through the whole back and forth, and y'all, I just dripping sweat. I mean, it was just so hot. I mean, my shirt was soaked, my pants, my feet. I mean, my arm, like my forearms, and like they're soaking wet. My hands, I couldn't even wipe sweat off of my brow with my fingers because my fingers were dripping sweat. I mean, that's how hot it was. And, you know, I was just like, this is miserable. This is absolutely miserable. I just cannot wait to get back in my truck and get the air conditioner on and get a nice cold drink. A bottle of water, maybe a little liquid IV, those drinks, by the way, if you need that, they're pretty solid. But make sure you're hydrating. Public service announcement there. Water, water, water. My people know who need to hear that, just heard that. But water, water, water. Make sure you're staying hydrated out there because it'll zap you. And y'all, it was. It was just one of those weeks. And as I'm standing in that shop, I'm just going, this is absolutely miserable. And I had a great time meeting the new customer. I think we're going to be able to help them do some business with them. But when I got in my truck and I was driving home and that air conditioner was starting to kick in, I just had this thought. And I was like, you know what? That was hot. That's the hottest I've been in a while. But it ain't anywhere close to hell hot. It ain't anywhere close to hell hot. And hell's real. I believe it to be real. Never been there, but everything I read and decipher and try to reason out, I believe there's a heaven and I believe there's a hell. And if hell is the lake of fire where the gnashing of teeth and just the awfulness of that and the lake of fire, I don't want any part of it. I experienced Monday afternoon in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm not making light of it. I'm trying to be a little silly, but I'm really not. But man, I know how miserable that was for the 30 minutes I was standing in the shop in Birmingham, Alabama on Monday afternoon. I cannot imagine and would not want to imagine what hell would be like. And the bad part about hell is, man, you're literally burning, you're singeing, the smell, the rot, the all of it, but it's forever. It's forever. And so when people say, why do you get on here? Why do you encourage people? Because y'all, I don't want anybody going through that. I don't want anybody going to hell. I don't want to go to hell. And man, God's word promises you, if you trust in Jesus, you're not going to hell. And so I'm just trying to share that good news, trying to come out and do what Jesus asked his disciples to do back here in Matthew 28 and just go and tell everybody. Tell them, all the nations, not just the ones close to you, not just your neighbors, not just your family, not just your close friends, everybody, go tell them about Jesus. He loves you. He died for you. And all he wants is a relationship with you. I hope you've got that. If you don't, man, just pray and ask him if he's real. And he'll tell you. I promise you. I'm Shaw Gage. This is Sunday morning. You know, I just wanted to give a shout out to a young man that just, you know, did exactly what we've been talking about today. Is just wasn't ashamed of his faith. Wasn't scared to tell people that Jesus loved him and that they needed to get it right. And man, this young man, just an incredible inspiration. We've talked about him here on the show over the last several months, but Will Roberts of Ralph, Alabama, a young man that's been battling osteosarcoma, awful bone cancer, and just, man, nobody deserves cancer. But when you see this young man, if you know anything about him, or if you've been following his story or the family story, you just know what an incredible, incredible display of faith they have put on for not only their friends and family, but for all the world to see. And unfortunately, Will passed away this week. And fortunately for him, unfortunately for his family and those that knew him well, but I just wanted to read this in honor and a tribute to Will Roberts, a young man who I never met, but man, I want to be like him when I grow up one day. But it says this: the life of Will. William Will Roberts of Ralph, Alabama, passed away July 23rd, 2026 at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, California. Public visitation will be 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday, August 1st, 2026 at the Shelton State Community College Gymnasium in Greensboro Road in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Funeral services immediately following at noon. Burial will be in Wesley Chapel Cemetery, 15882 Wesley Chapel Road, Ralph, Alabama, 35480, with Magnolia Chapel South directing. Some people measure a life by the number of years lived. If that were true, you would miss the story of William Britton Roberts entirely. Will packed more life into 15 years than many people do in a lifetime. He loved Jesus. He loved his family. He loved hunting before daylight, fishing until dark, getting muddy, making people laugh, and asking questions that usually left everyone else wondering how in the world he ever came up with them. He never met a stranger, and somehow people were drawn to him from the moment they met him. He had a smile that could change the atmosphere of a room and a heart that made everyone feel important. On January 9th, 2025, Will was diagnosed with stage 4 osteosarcoma. Most people would say that cancer changed his life. The truth is that cancer revealed it. The world got to see what those closest to him had known all along. That courage isn't loud, strength isn't measured by muscles, and joy isn't dependent on circumstances. Will endured surgeries, months of chemotherapy, radiation, countless hospital stays, and treatments that took him more than 2,000 miles away from home. He learned to walk again after losing his leg to cancer, never allowing what he had lost to determine who he would become. His journey eventually led him to California, where God wrote more chapters none of us could have ever imagined. Through Will's life, strangers became family. Doctors became friends, nurses became heroes, and hundreds of thousands of people around the world stopped what they were doing to pray for a little boy they had never met. That wasn't coincidence. That was purpose. Will never stood behind a pulpit, yet he preached one of the most powerful sermons many people ever witnessed. Amen. His life reminded us to laugh often, love deeply, trust God completely, and never waste the gift of today. Cancer never won. It stole time, took comfort, took a leg, took his breath, but it never took his smile, his faith, or the victory that belonged to Jesus Christ. On July 23rd, 2026, held by his parents, Will stepped from the arms of his family into the arms of his Savior. The body that had fought so hard was finally made whole. The little boy who once dreamed of running on two legs again now runs without pain, without cancer, and without limits. Will leaves behind his parents, Jason and Brittany Roberts, his little sister, Charlie, his many grandparents, along with a large family and countless friends whose lives will forever carry pieces of him. Will was preceded in death by his baby sister, Darby Kate Roberts, who passed away May 26, 2013. His family would like to thank every person who prayed, visited, encouraged, donated, and stood beside them throughout this journey. Every act of kindness became part of Will's story. If you wish to honor Will, don't simply remember how he died. Remember how he lived. Go fishing. Take your kids hunting. Laugh until your stomach hurts. Tell someone about Jesus. Love your family fiercely. And when life gets hard, fight with everything you've got and never waver in your faith. That's exactly what Will did. His story did not end there. It simply continues where there is no more pain, no more tears, and no more cancer. Paul pallbearers will be Tyler Rivera, Keith Johnson, Colby Wilson, Russell Andrews, Dexter Roberts, Jack Sanderson, Cooper, Little Buddy Gradwell, Brock Roy, Grayson Miller, Brody Smith, Noah Isaacs, Crosby Smith, and Briar Chambliss. The family would also like to recognize as honorary pallbearers Dr. James Flint of the University of California, San Diego, whose compassion and unwavering support meant more to our family than words can express. The physicians, nurses, and staff of Children's of Alabama in Birmingham, Alabama, MD Anderson Cancer Center of Houston, Texas, Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, California, the Sarcoma Oncology Center of Santa Monica, California, the faculty, staff, and students of Sipsey Valley Middle School, our Alabama Law Enforcement Agency family, along with federal, state, and local law enforcement officers who have supported our family, the countless prayer warriors who faithfully carried us through this journey, and every childhood cancer warrior who continues the fight. Rest in peace, Will Roberts. Job well done.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.